This is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Radio Thrift Shop cruises the dusty spirals of music and recorded sound from 1900 to yesterday, playing both well-known and forgotten artifacts from the archives. Radio Thrift Shop is analog radio for a digital age. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Broadcast 70 of the Radio Thrift Shop. Yes, we are 70 years old. Okay, 70 episodes old. Some days I feel 70 years old. I used to feel like I was 17 some days, and I'm not sure what happened to that. As we're cruising into the Thanksgiving season, I just want to ask you to think about not being a sheep this holiday, not going out and acting crazy on Black Friday. Instead, make something yourself. Show someone you love them. It doesn't have to involve commerce. All right, and coming up in December on the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to have our annual Christmas music program and other surprises as well. So please stay tuned. Oh yes, a best of the year, the best of 2012, my favorite releases from 2012. I knew I had some plans. Okay, well, once in a while, I do a feature called Left Off the Charts. It's highlights releases that in an alternative dimension should have been hits or more well-known rather than relegated to the thrift shop record bins. And this week's Left Off the Charts selection is from 1978. It is Bruce Cockburn, who is a relatively well-known singer-songwriter. I believe he is now in his late 60s. Many of his albums have been, you know, have sold pretty well and people do know his music. On the other hand, many of them are also obscure, unjustifiably so, because they're absolutely fantastic. So we're going to hear a few cuts throughout the program today from Bruce Cockburn's The Further Adventures of Bruce Cockburn.
Just to string my good man came. Bummed a coffee, talked a while, told me stories full of wonder, left me laughing like a well-loved child. Alberta, let your hair hang low. Alberta, let your hair hang low. I'll give you more gold than your apron can hold. If you're lonely, let your hair hang low. What's on your mind, Alberta? What's on your mind? You keep me worried, bothered all of the time, Alberta. What's on your mind? Alberta, don't you treat me unkind. Alberta, don't you treat me unkind. Oh, my heart is sad, 'cause I want you so bad. Alberta, don't you treat me unkind. Alberta, let your hair hang low. We'll be right back.
That's Pat's People with December Sequel from the Save the Music compilation for Record Store Day, released by Ubiquity Records. Before that, Bob Dylan from Self-Portrait, Alberta No. 1, and we started that set off with Bruce Cockburn and Montreal Song from The Further Adventures of Bruce Cockburn. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and I have some announcements and calendar information for you, courtesy of Chip Colgert of Out of the Woods. At the Red Door in Portsmouth this Monday, Kwesky Kankum, Joe Young, and Booth and Lucas will be performing. For more information, visit reddoorportsmouth.com. Looking ahead to November 23rd, the amazing Bill Staines will be performing at the Kittery Arts Center in Maine. For more information, visit kitteryartassociation.org. Bill lives over in the Rochester, Dover area, and I'd love to see him perform a little bit more locally to New London. That would be absolutely awesome. I've seen him in Henniker before. He was just astounding. Coming up at the Flying Goose Pub here in New London, November 29th, The Boneheads, and on December 6th, Tom Glenn. For more information, visit flyinggoose.com. And at the Music Hall in Portsmouth, Natalie McMaster with her Christmas in Cape Breton show will be happening on Sunday, December 2nd. For more information, visit themusichall.org. And finally, at the Simple Gifts Coffee House in Nashua, John Gorka has a show coming up on December 8th. For more information, check out uunashua.org. Okay, coming up a little bit later in the program, we're going to have a special mini-episode follow-up to The Adventures of Flash Frisbone. But first, some more of Left Off the Charts, an album that was sorely overlooked back in the day, from 1978, Bruce Cockburn and the Further Adventures of Bruce Cockburn.
In the northern dark, in the bright sky, but there were all those people floating like Noah's Ark in the bright sky, and we all rush away on a river of wind in the bright sky. If I live, I'll be coming back again in the bright sky.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City. Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. I am glad to know my mother country. I've been traveling to countries years ago, but this the place I wanted to know.
London, that's the place for me.
To live in London, you are really comfortable, because the English people are very much sociable. They take you here and they take you there, and they make you feel like a millionaire.
So London, that's the place for me.
At night, when you have nothing to do, you can take a walk down Shaftesbury Avenue. There you will laugh and talk and enjoy the breeze and admire the beautiful scenery
of London, that's the place for me.
Yes, I cannot complain of the time I have spent. I mean, my life in London is really magnificent. I have every comfort and every sport, and my resident is at Hampton Court.
So London, that's the place for me.
Ooh. I got planets in my palm. There's a red smear on the sky. A star has just exploded somewhere behind my eyes. In the dead of night, circles in the stream. Life's not always like they tell you in the fashion magazine. When I
life's not what they tell you in the fashion magazines. Bruce Coburn, tune called Outside a Broken Phone Booth with Money in My Hand. And that's from his 1978 LP, The Further Adventures of Bruce Coburn. Before that, Henry Mancini, music from the television series Peter Gunn, released back in 1959, Blue Steel. Prior to that, from a 78 RPM record, from 1949, Samuel J. Hoffman with the Radar Blues. And then a couple of years later, from 1951, we heard a 78 by Lord Kitchener and London Is the Place for Me. We started the set off with Bruce Coburn and Bright Sky. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. There's a great record set that is currently out, just released this week on the Jazzman label. I don't have any sound samples for you yet because I intend on obtaining them. But if you want to check it out, you can go to jazzmanrecords.co.uk. It's called Jukebox Mambo, and it is a six-record set, six vinyl records, 10-inch records even, in a book with original artwork, lots of information about mambo music from the mid-20th century. I highly recommend it. Please check it out. And I'll have some songs for you in a future edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Okay, it is time for more about Flash Frisbone.
That's right. Flash Frisbone was created by a gentleman by the name of Gary Bourgeois. And Gary had worked in radio. The sad thing is he's no longer with us. He had some serious health problems and health issues all his life, and he passed away in the early part of this decade, I think around the 2003 or 2004 time frame. And Gary created Flash Frisbone back in the early days of 1980, and all those Flash series were sort of an extra bonus with an audio magazine that came out at the time called The Aircheck Factory, which was produced by a guy by the name of Tom Conard. And The Aircheck Factory was a series of air checks or recordings of radio stations around the United States. It was intended for distribution to fellow broadcasters around the country and fellow air check collectors and people who are really deeply into the creative side of broadcast radio. And Flash was sort of a bonus track that came with a series of those audio magazines.
The interesting thing about them is when you listen to them now, despite the fact that they were recorded over 25 years ago, they're still very relevant today. I mean, there's a number of radio stations out there that use the most strange formats, and they're probably around for about 2 hours and then do something else. And that's what Flash was all about, really, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, particularly that show we talked about in the past called WOP, or Weather-Oriented Pop, some of the weirdest formats in the world. In fact, I got to tell you, Keith, the first radio station that I ever worked at, and it can now be revealed that it was a station which still exists, by the way. It's owned by one of the major corporate radio companies in the United States, Clear Channel, WSUS Radio. And at the time, it was running a format called Town and Country, where the on-air personality would play a top 40 record followed by a country record. The owner and program director's rationale was, oh, we'll get the urban top 40 audience and the country audience all on the same radio station, and we'll double our cum and we'll double our time spent listening. It'll be incredible.
So wait a second. Let me get this straight. So, like, for example, one moment they would play Dolly Parton, the next minute they would play Eminem. That would be followed by maybe an Eddie Arnold song, followed by Celine Dion?
Exactly. And that was truly frightening. And I also, another weird thing, you'll love this. I came in one day and the new records, the new survey had just come out. Mind you, this is in the early 1980s, and I'm looking at the top 40 stuff. I'm looking at the country stuff. And in the country pile of records, we were still playing vinyl records at that time. In the country pile of records, I saw All Out of Love by Air Supply. And I said to my boss, I said to the PD, Tom, what the heck is this? This Air Supply is a country record? And he says, well, yeah, it's got a guitar in it. Sure, it's a country record. And I said, you got to be kidding.
That reminds me of a story a friend of mine told me many years ago by the name of, her name is Alexandra McHugh. She's from Missoula, Montana in the U.S. And she said when she was in her late teens, there was a local radio station that hired a new PD. And she said they knew something was up because all of a sudden on a Monday, the radio station changed format to, of all things, Petula Clark all the time. She said lasted. Yeah. I mean, I love Petula Clark, but 24 hours a day? Anyway, she said the station lasted like that for about a week, and then all of a sudden the guy just disappeared.
Gee, I wonder why.
I wonder why.
And now, letters.
Letters.
Letters. Letters to Flash.
Hey, neat music.
And greetings, air checkers around the world. It's Letters to Flash, magnetically encoded responses to your queries and ponderings about radio's most amazing continuing personality, Flash Frisbone.
Hi there, and thanks for the neat introduction.
Well, I was only reading it.
I thought you were my friend.
Well, that's what they pay me for.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, everybody. It's me, Flash, and here we are with Letters to Flash.
Right you are, Flash. And, hey, we've got a big bag full of mail here.
Oh, boy.
It's been just kind of waiting to be answered. Here's one. Oh, this one is, this one's 3 months old.
Been sitting in the bag all that time?
Well, no, we just got this one yesterday.
Oh, must have been delayed in the mail.
Okay, all right, let's see. It's from Hillary Sackbutt of Boston, Massachusetts, who writes,
yeah.
Dear Flash,
uh-huh.
Haven't heard from you since the Q-Bummer episode.
Uh-huh.
And this is a two-parter, Flash. We have two questions.
Oh.
Number one, uh-huh. Did you die?
Yeah.
And number two... Uh-huh. What was in those pills you ate?
Okay, I did not die. I got really sick, but I didn't die. And what was in the pills? I don't know what was in the pills. What's the next letter?
Okay, let's see. This one is... No, this one's addressed to Wheat Checks.
Oh.
Okay, damaged and mailed by the U.S. Postal Service. Can't quite read that one.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Here's one. This is from Murray the Q from Sprocket Wrench, Saskatchewan, who writes,
yeah.
Dear Flash,
was that a
loved your Canadian episodes. And Murray wants to know if you think that any other station will pick up the WAP, that's the weather-oriented pop format, now that disco is really dead.
Okay. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. How am I supposed to know that? Huh?
I don't know. Well, it's Letters to Flash, you know. You're supposed to be able to answer some of these.
Next.
Okay, let's try this one. This one got here in one piece, International Airmail.
Oh.
It's from Leary O'Derry
uh-huh.
of Syrup on Toast, England.
Uh-huh.
PCX 30YJ2X.
I love those British zip codes.
63BQ.
Okay, what does he
writes,
say?
Leary O'Derry writes,
uh-huh.
Dear Flash,
uh-huh.
I was wondering what happened when the pirate ship sank the radio sieve
uh-huh.
and what happened after that because it never was finished.
That's a terrible imitation.
Well, hey, you know, I can't do a British accent.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
Uh-huh.
So, Flash, what exactly did happen with radio sieve anyway?
Well, it's like this.
As our hero narrowly escapes drowning, he watches the gallant radio ship sink picturesquely into the briny deep. As the tower slips along with the rest of the ship into Davy Jones' locker, we join the radio ace in this historic flashback.
Oh, I get it. Flashback. That's pretty good. Boy, talk about your historical broadcast. Gosh. I sure am lucky that the mermaid on the front of the boat is made out of balsa wood. She sure floats nice. I'll just kind of keep clinging on here. Well, I shouldn't be here too long. I mean, you know, I'm sure somebody heard my SOS. It was 5 dots, 4 dashes, and 5 dots. Was that supposed to be 3 dots and 5 dashes? Well, heck. no need to worry. I'm sure that the radio ship company owners will come and save me. I mean, you know, they seem like real nice fellas. Sure is wet here.
Hours pass. Our hero bides his time, waiting for the ship's owners, by humming a happy tune.
16 men on a dead man's chest.
Of course, he might have been worried if he knew that the ship's owners had been arrested for violating the Marine Radio Offenses Act, and they denied having anything whatever to do with Radio Civ, which anyway, even if they did, they said, was fully automated. Our hero, meanwhile, waits.
Boy, I sure am hungry. Well, there must be something around here to eat. Hey, there's some seaweed. I'll just grab some here. Tastes just like spinach.
The hours turn to days. The days turn to weeks. And the weeks...
Hey, wait a minute here!
Well, anyway, our hero, thinner, weaker, waits and waits and waits until suddenly he spies land!
Land ho! Land ho! Skirting down the band sails! Mini sap to super oops or whatever! Hey, it's land! It's an island! Hey, there must be people on it! I can hear music! I can hear me!
Using up the very last of his strength, paddling away from the mysterious island, our hero, floating Flash Frisbone, finds himself ready to give up. Weakened beyond belief, in horrible agony, he notices that the ship's figurine to which he has been clinging is becoming waterlogged.
Hey, who dreams this stuff up anyway?
It looks like the end for our hero.
Oh, if I get out of this, I'm gonna get a real job. I'm gonna quit this broadcast and stuff. It ain't worth it. Hey, what's that? What's that I hear? What's that? What?
It's the KMPC traffic copter. Blown south of its course, in an amazing coincidence, the copter finds itself hovering right over our hero. Chuck Fred, KMPC traffic reporter, throws Flash a life preserver. And soon, the soaking wet radio ace is hauled into the copter cabin, where he renews his old acquaintances.
Hey, Flash, it's really great to see you again.
Boy, I'll say.
Oh, boy.
Why? Hey, Chuck, I love your reports.
Hey, that's just great, Flash.
This is my lucky day.
There's a copy of Radio and Records in the back, if you want to read it.
Oh, boy, I'll say.
It's about time for my report now.
Hey, let's see if there's a job in here.
Hey, Flash, it's gracious.
Great to see you too, Chuck.
And there you have it, friends. The true story of how our hero, Flash Frisbone, was miraculously saved from the sinking of Radio Civ. In answer to another letter to Flash.
Boy, that sure brings back a lot of memories. Hey, you got any other letters I can answer here on the show today before we give it back to what's-his-name?
Well, I've been looking through the letters here, Flash, but the rest of them are pretty much all the same. They want to know, Dear Flash, are you ever going to renew your episodes on the Air Check Factory so we have something to look forward to besides just listening to great air checks?
I don't know.
In Letters to Flash was produced and recorded at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. Script, dialogue, and special visual effects by Gary Bourgeois. Additional material, as well as prodding and cajoling by Tom Connard. This is your announcer speaking, saying, keep those cards and letters coming, folks. Thank you.
never escaped from Alcatraz. Stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Ah, yes. Another Radio Thrift Shop comes to a close. We heard Colin McArdle, who records under the name of Zurich, from a 1999 EP on vinyl called Midnight Moonlight. We heard a tune called Midnight in Alcatraz. And then Billy Gibbons and Company with a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Oh Well. I want to say thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.